commonly known as a salt, a staple of just about every kitchen. Take a grain of salt, it's a solid crystal, and you would need fire to melt it. However, we can have liquid salt at around room temperature, and we call it an ionic liquid. How do we do that? What is an ionic liquid in the first place? To answer this question, Aaron Lindenberg, a PhD candidate in the chemistry department at the University of British Columbia, is here to explain about these salts.
So traditional salts, like sodium chloride or regular table salt, it has a melting point of about 800 degrees Celsius, which is very high, which is why table salt is a solid when it's on your kitchen table. But there's this new class of compounds called ionic liquids that have melting points that are lower than 100 degrees Celsius. So they're liquid under ambient or near ambient conditions. And so there's kind of this really weird thing where we can have salts in the liquid form without putting in a lot of heat energy to get them into the liquid phase.
She describes how previous research only observed small variations in the molecular structure of the salts, and that she generalized her approach into this study on ionic liquids.
I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not going away from spherical ions, so I don't have this, you know, these funny tales that you don't actually know what they're doing. So I'm very much simplifying the problem, which kind of is like approximating the volume of course using a sphere. But that doesn't mean the results you get aren't useful. I'm looking at why sodium chloride has a melting point of 800 degrees and why ionic liquids have much lower melting points in very general terms.
Now that we have better knowledge on ionic liquids, we ask, how and why is this important to the general public?
I don't think it will help them in their day-to-day lives, but I think it could make technology really cool. So this is sort of a paper that looked at something really simple, but was also sort of useful in establishing a melting point method. So it was sort of both, like it was a melting point method establishment and then also looking at simple models. Sort of the fundamental first steps where I can do something and then some genius engineer can take it and be like, boom, this solves one problem that we've been having, right? With safety or conductivity or something like that.
So there are other studies that suggest how ionic liquids can be used for the production of products such as batteries and capacitors. Do you think that the understanding of how ionic liquids react to changes in its physical properties can have an impact in the creation of these products?
Absolutely. So one of the things with ionic liquids is that they're called designer solvents because that's sort of the first thing you think of when you say, hey, you have a salt with a liquid, what can I put in it and use it as a solvent? But that's not the beginning or anywhere close to the end of the possible applications of ionic liquids.
Aaron's theoretical study on ionic liquids can possibly establish a new fundamental base for research in the related scientific field. Who knows? The world's most smallest, safest, and efficient battery may just be around the corner.